You are standing in a season where your choices determine not just who you allow near, but what kind of life you are shaping under the eyes of heaven. If you find yourself weighing who should walk with you, look at the energy they bring. Do they bring peace, or do they bring confusion? This is not about being cold or closed off. It's about realizing the work you've done, the level you've reached, and the steady voice of God reminding you that you actually need no one but Him. You are not desperate, you are whole. There is a calm confidence covering you right now, and others can feel it even before you speak. That nonchalant aura is not pride, it is strength. People will project desire, envy, even longing toward you, but you are no longer governed by their expectations. You've gone through a true awakening, where your intuition sharpened like a sword. Perhaps you've noticed small confirmations in the hours of the night, or repeating numbers during the day. Those signs are not a coincidence. They are God's way of letting you know that He is still guiding your path. You've learned deep lessons about your worth and that learning has not been easy. The heartache, the disappointments, the fights, the silent tears. God used all of it to show you who you are and who you are not. You stepped out of the background into the forefront of your own story. The rules you used to bend under, you no longer acknowledge. You're walking in the authority of someone who knows what they carry, and that authority is magnetic. Those who once tried to control you with ultimatums now stand shocked because you are no longer the person who can be cornered. The divine strength in you grew while you were in seasons of solitude and separation. You were pruned, tested, and refined. You are unrecognizable to those who thought they had figured you out. The power in you now isn't just personality, it's the steady flame of divine authority burning within you. It is majestic and fierce. When you stepped back from connections that drained you, you gave yourself the space to meet yourself as God sees you. The Most High revealed your worth in that silence, and what you discovered is undeniable. You are the one, chosen and set apart. There is no rival for that identity. Nobody can take it from you. Nobody can lessen it. God Himself sealed it. So when someone tries to slip back into your story with half-hearted words or sudden messages, don't forget who you are now. Not every door should be reopened, not every hand should be taken. What you built in this wilderness, your strength, your healing, your glow, should not be compromised by a return to what you left behind. Let them rise, let them grow, let them do their own work if they truly wish to meet you again. Otherwise, guard what has been entrusted to you. The shift in you is visible, it radiates. People feel something when you walk into a room, even if they don't understand it. Some will be drawn, some intimidated, but it is not your job to soften or shrink. This is what it means to live radiant with the authority God gave you. The clarity you now carry allows you to stand firm without apology. You no longer chase validation, you embody validation. You no longer plead for recognition, you already shine. If you notice their jealousy, their longing, their sudden urgency, understand that it is not about them. It is about the mirror of their own choices. They see in you what they abandoned, what they overlooked, what they mishandled. Your elevation is their reminder. And you don't need to explain how you got here. Heaven knows. The Most High saw every hidden sacrifice, every night you held faith in the dark. That is why this glow sits upon you now. It is not an accident. It is a crown. This journey will keep unfolding before you, and there will be more tests. Some will approach you polished on the surface, but unchanged underneath. Don't ignore what you feel. You will know this message is for you because it stirs something deep within you. Trust that sensation. It is God's way of whispering when something is off, even if the words sound sweet. Protect the sacred place you've built inside. Not everyone deserves access. You are being positioned for connections that honor what God already placed within you. People who bring peace, joy, alignment, people who lift burdens rather than creating them. And you will notice the difference because your spirit will not feel heavy. The right people will recognize your authority without needing to compete with it. They will not dim your shine, but help reflect it even brighter. Step forward with your head lifted. Know that what you walk in cannot be stolen or replicated. Guard it carefully, move wisely, and give thanks daily to the one who trusted you with this season. What you carry is too precious to be wasted on half measures. Keep building, keep choosing peace, and never forget, You are already enough as you are, and in this very moment, heaven is affirming you. You are where you are meant to be. Despite everything, you've arrived with clarity and strength. God's hand has not left you. You don't need to go back. The future He has prepared surpasses anything behind you. Hold that truth with boldness and live it fully. The doors opening for you are not random. The opportunities, the sudden alignments, the people appearing at the right time, each one is a confirmation that you are walking in divine timing. You prayed for change, you endured the waiting, and now the shift is happening before your eyes. But understand this, with greater elevation comes greater responsibility. When God anoints you as chosen, He also requires you to protect the oil He poured on your life. This means turning away from distractions, declining the invitations of chaos, and holding yourself to the standard God has set for you. Not perfection, but obedience. Not frantic effort, but steady trust. Every yes and every no matters now. You will recognize moments when compromise masquerades as opportunity. You will encounter voices urging you to settle for less than what God promised. But you know too much now. You've seen too much. You've been brought too far. To shrink back would betray not only yourself, but also the assignment written over your life. Do not confuse comfort with destiny. Where you are called requires courage. Some of you need to hear this clearly. Not everyone can walk with you. Even good-hearted people may not have the stamina for your journey. And that is not cruelty, it is protection. God is protecting you from carrying dead weight, from being drained by those not prepared for your level of faith, discipline, and calling. Release those ties graciously, without bitterness. Bless them, but keep moving. Your future requires the space they cannot fill. There is also a warning wrapped in love. Guard your perspective. It is possible to become so accustomed to elevation that you forget the humility it demands. Your glow is real, your strength undeniable, but never disconnect from the one who gave it. Others may misinterpret your boundaries as arrogance, but you remain grounded by gratitude. Every morning, acknowledge the Most High as your source. That posture of humility will keep you steady when others try to place you on pedestals or drag you back down. You are about to walk into alignment that will astonish even you. The blessings coming will not be small, they will be undeniable. Financial rest, creative expansion, divine relationships, opportunities that fit as though tailored. But they require you to remain anchored in faith. Do not let fear rob you. Do not let impatience nudge you into premature steps. What is meant for you cannot be delayed beyond God's perfect timing. Trust it. Some of you worry that you wasted too much time, that you're behind. Hear me clearly, you are not behind. The detours, the waiting, the heartbreaks, they were all part of your preparation. Those seasons built muscles in you that nothing else could. The wisdom you carry now is priceless. Without it, you would not be able to sustain what's coming. God wastes nothing. There will be moments when people seek to re-enter because they sense your light. But remember, attraction is not qualification. Just because they feel magnetized by your presence does not mean they are trusted with your future. Let their actions speak, and let God's peace confirm. If it doesn't give peace, it doesn't deserve place. You already know what dissonance feels like. Refuse it. Do not overlook the joy in this season. In pursuit of destiny, it can be easy to ignore how far you have come. Smile more, laugh more, embrace soft moments. That too is holy. God did not elevate you to carry ceaseless weight. He elevated you to experience life abundantly. Rest in that truth. Let delight be part of your testimony. And in the days ahead, watch for sudden provision. Unexpected resources, people you didn't know were praying for you, doors swinging open that seemed locked. These things are not accidents, they are heaven's fingerprints on your life. Take note, write them down, revisit them when doubt whispers. Your testimony is already unfolding, but you will need reminders when challenges arise again.